We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
He that hateth me hateth my Father also. Now these are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what he saith. Now remember that, pal. Sometimes religious liberals say, let's get back to Jesus. All right. We're back to Jesus. Now what did he say? He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and the Father. Now you can't hate Jesus without hating God Almighty, his Father. That's impossible. You can't be against Jesus without being against God the Father. Don't say, oh, I believe as a God, all right. And I'm a nice boy, you know, and I believe as a God. All right, then, are you for Jesus Christ? Oh, yes, I think he was good and all that. Are you trusting him as your Savior? Have you yielded your life to him? Have you been born again? Have your sins been washed away in the blood of Christ? Now, wait a minute. Let's wait now. Jesus said you couldn't hate him without hating his Father. You can't be against him and not be against his Father. He said, he that's not with me is against me. Now, isn't that a strange, strong statement? You can be neutral about some things. You can be neutral about maybe a controversy between your neighbors. Maybe your neighbor says this and the other neighbor says that, and they don't agree about it. And it's a field in which you and I haven't entered, and you don't know about it. But you can't be neutral about this business. Now, that's what Jesus said. Jesus said, you're with me or you're against me. You're on my side or the other side. You are saved or you are lost. You're going to heaven or you're going to hell. You are bearing your sins in your body that'll damn you, or you trust in Jesus and bore your sins in his body, and you are saved. Now, let's understand. The hardest problem that I've ever faced in my Christian work in all these years is to get people to face one issue. They're either saved or they're lost. They're right or they're wrong. There's no such thing as being neutral about Jesus Christ. You can be neutral about a good many things. Now, let me make that clear, but not about this. You can't be neutral about right and wrong. If a thing's wrong, it's wrong. If it's right, it's right. Now then, if Jesus Christ was God's Son and died on a cross to save you and took your sins and bore your sin in his body on a cross, then if you don't trust him, you're rejecting him because he is offered to you. He bore your sins. He died in your place. He died on your account. Now, if you won't have him, then you line up against him. You're saying, I'll not have this man rule over me. I'll not have Jesus Christ as my Savior. Oh, it's all right for God. Now, wait, though. But God sent Jesus. God sent his Son to die for you. So when Jesus came, he was God's sent. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, have everlasting life. So God gave Jesus Christ name. And don't say that you will take God and won't take Jesus. You'll take God, but you won't take a gift of God. You won't take the thing that's necessary to make you a child of God. You can't become a child of God if you reject Jesus Christ. That's as plainly taught in the Bible as anything could be. We read in the first chapter of John, the same book I'm reading from here, talking from now. He came unto his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become children of God. How do you become God's child? By receiving Jesus. Now notice, as many as received him, then gave he power to become children of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now his name is Jesus. That means a Savior. So believing on his name is believing on him as a Savior. Now then, you cannot become a child of God unless you believe in Jesus as your own personal Savior. Well, you say, Bob Jones, I thought everybody was a child of God. I believe in the universal Father of God and the universal Brother of man. Well, what made you believe in that? You heard somebody say it. But it isn't in the Bible. There's no such thing as that in the Bible. You can't find anywhere in the Bible that Jesus Christ or anybody ever taught that God's a Father of unconverted people. As a matter of fact, the very opposite's taught. Jesus Christ looked around and said, you are children of the devil. The devil's your father. You're the children of the devil. You're not God's children. If you're God's children, you'd respond differently. You're the devil's children. Now, devil has a family and God has a family. Now, a man is naturally a child of the devil. He's supernaturally a child of God. See? Now, that's the difference. I come in this world. I'm born of an Adamic race. Now, Adam sinned, Eve sinned. The first baby they ever had was a murderer. The Bible makes it plain that we've all come down through the years, a member of the family that took up under the leadership of the devil. And our forefather, Adam, and our mother back there, Eve, went out and launched the human race on this sea. It was a devil's sea. And everybody that's been born in this world, that day less, has been born in the world naturally a sinner. See? All right? Now you can be restrained. You can be controlled. You can be held back under certain influences and can be taught a certain type of respectability. And you can be educated. But that doesn't change you. It doesn't change you because, remember, the devil suggested to Adam and Eve an experiment in education. They were to become like God in the pursuit of knowledge, see? He didn't tell them to go out and paint the town red and get drunk, anything like that. He told them to go out and be nice people but live without God. All right, now, men are naturally children of the devil. Now, if a baby dies, of course, I know the blood of Jesus Christ atones for the baby. I don't think God sends anybody to hell for what Adam did, see? But when you get where you yourself have sinned, then the condemnation rests upon you. You're under condemnation. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Every man that sins is under the penalty of death. All right, what are you going to do about it? Well, go on if you want to, but you take the consequences. Don't call God your father. How do you do? Well, you come around and say, well, I can't save myself, but Jesus died for me, and I received him as my Savior. I trust him. And then you supernaturally become a child of God, see? Now, that's the difference. So, if man said God wouldn't send his children to hell, no, you're right about that. But he'll send the devil's children to hell, not his. He couldn't do anything else and be a just God. He cast the devil out of heaven. He's going to put the devil in hell. And if you choose the devil instead of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, then don't complain if you go to hell because you're a child of the devil and his family's under condemnation. And God will take any of the little babies that die because they're not responsible. He won't take men who are responsible. So if you reject Jesus Christ, you're gone. Now, let's face it. Now, don't say you love God. Don't say, oh, yes, I believe he's a supreme being. You know, you want to be wise and talk. Oh, yes, I believe he's a supreme being. Well, Jesus Christ said, if you hate me, you hate God. And talk about a supreme being, but you're against him. Because if you've seen me, you've seen God. I'm God manifest in the flesh, and God sent me down here in the form of a man to die on the cross. And if you don't accept me, you don't accept my Father. Now, that's plain. Now, if the Bible records true, and I'm sure it is true, and if Jesus said what the Bible says he said, and I'm sure he said it, and if he meant what he said, and I'm sure he must have meant what he said because you couldn't accuse him of lying, all right, you're in a bad fix, brother, unless you're a Christian. If you haven't been born again, my friend, you're in a bad fix. Now, you can have all the theories you want, but you can't put theories contrary to Jesus Christ, up against Jesus Christ, and not see those theories blow up. Now, you can't do it. Never man spake as he spake. He never did stop, as I said the other day, to say, I think, or this is my opinion. He never said anything like that. He went on down the way talking plainly, straightly. Now, notice what he said now. If I had not done among you the works which no other had ever did. In other words, that shows who I am. Why didn't somebody else do that? Why didn't somebody else raise Lazarus from the dead? Why didn't somebody else calm a troubled sea? Why didn't somebody else turn people that were sinners into saints? Why hadn't somebody else done what I've done? See? If I'm just like all other men, if I'm not different, why hadn't there been somebody else like me? You can compare one person, as somebody said, with another. You can compare Napoleon Bonaparte with some other person. You can compare Julius Caesar with somebody else. You can compare the President of the United States to some other President of the United States. But you can't compare Jesus Christ to anybody ever lived in the history of this world. Now, you put him beside of anybody else. Plato, Aristotle, Socrates, put him beside of anybody in the world. Now, anybody that's the least bit like him, is like him because he's born again and has a divine stamp on him. Now, we who are Christians are supposed to have in us the mind which is in Christ Jesus. And because we are children of God, because we are born again, we are supposed to radiate something of the glory and power of the Son of God. We do it very poorly, most of us, but we're supposed to do it. But there's never been anybody like Jesus. You can't find one in history. You can't find anybody ever lived in the history of the world that said, I'm going to lay my life down and pick it up again. Now, that's what he said he's going to do on Easter Sunday. He picked it up. He laid it down and picked it up. Walked out of the grave, raised himself from the dead. Now, get that clear. I lay it down, I take it up again. I'm God. Now, men and women, you better think about this. Let's get our eye on Jesus Christ. Now, let's understand. He said, if I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they have not had sin. Other words, you could treat the other men one like another. You ought to treat everybody right. You could say, I like Socrates, I like Plato, I like Aristotle, I like this man, I like that man. That's all right, you've got a power to choose between me. But there's no alternatives for Jesus Christ. He's not between Jesus and somebody else. It's Jesus. It's Jesus only. You can't classify him. You can't put him anybody else. It's Jesus only. So you either take him or you don't take him. You accept him or you don't accept him. You love him or you don't love him. You obey him or you don't obey him. You're looking him to save you or you're not looking him to save you. There's no middle ground, no mixture in this thing. Now, it's a wonderful statement. It said, if I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they didn't have to have sin. They wouldn't be rejecting God. Or they'd reject any other man. You can reject anybody else and not reject God. You might reject God's messenger. You might reject a message from God that might be brought to you by John the Baptist or somebody else. But the salvation of the world didn't depend upon people accepting John the Baptist. It didn't depend upon them accepting Saul of Tarsus. It didn't depend upon them accepting Peter or some of the rest of them. But your salvation depends upon just one thing. Do you accept Christ or do you reject him? Do you trust him as your Savior or do you trust your church to save you? If you trust your church to save you, you'll go to hell. If you trust a preacher to save you, you'll go to hell. If you trust a saint to save you, you'll go to hell. If you trust anybody but Jesus Christ, he said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, I'm the only road. And if you don't take me, if you don't have the Son, you have not life, you're in darkness. Isn't that strange how people read this and how the devil blinds our eyes to the eternal verities of this business we're talking about now? Notice, if I had not done among them the works which none other did, they had not had sin, but now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. Now you better ask yourself a question. Church member, non-church member, old, young, are you saved or are you lost? Are you right or are you wrong? Are you trusting Jesus or are you trusting something else? There's nothing can save you. There's no church can save you. There's no organization can save you. There's nothing you can do that can save you. There's salvation in no other name except the name of Jesus Christ. Christianity is Christ. Christ is Christianity. There's one difference between a saved man and a lost man. A saved man has Christ, a lost man doesn't. But that's the difference between heaven and hell. A man in heaven has Christ, a man in hell doesn't have Christ. Now, there's no middle road, there's no way around it. It's as clear in the Bible as it's possible for anything to be made clear. What are you going to do about it? If you haven't accepted him, trust him right where you are right now. And if you have trusted him, be faithful to him. Oh, Lord God, lead us by thy Spirit. Keep us near thyself and help us to love thee with all our hearts. For Jesus' sake, amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.